come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, the last day of January 31st, 2024. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. This segment brought to you by the hardworking guys over at Little Traverse Disposal. Great patriots, hardworking, locally owned company right here in northern Michigan. They've been sponsors of the radio station and this show almost from the beginning. Greatly appreciate their support. I want you guys to call them today and switch over your trash pickup. I don't care if it's for a business or your home. Give them a call, 231-487-0780. Text me LTD for Little Traverse Disposal. I will text you a clickable, dialable link. I want you to switch over. Do it as a personal favor to me. They have helped us from the beginning. They helped us pay the electric bill, literally, the first month when they signed their advertising agreement with us. They've kept the lights on. They've kept this microphone powered for you all these years. And we truly appreciate them, and we want you to switch over to them. You're already paying for trash pickup. Give them a call. Now, when you give them your address, if they're not in your area yet, tell them to put you on the list, wherever you're calling from. For example, Onaway. A lot of our loyal listeners have called them. They're not there yet. But they're getting more and more phone calls from Onaway. And if they can get enough customers on the Onaway list, they then will create a route, dedicate a driver and a truck, and pick you guys all up on the same day. You can get all your trash removed on one day by Little Traverse Disposal. I know Supervisor Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township, has reached out to him. And they're going to provide the dumpsters for them for the spring cleanup. Free of charge. This is the kind of patriots they are. They want to give back to our local communities. They want to give you guys great service. So please give them a call. The number is 231-487-0780. Text me LTD, Little Traverse Disposal, and I'll send you the link. Again, Bob from Great Lakes Phone and Computer there in Petoskey, he just paid for three tickets for this class this Saturday. He can't make it, unfortunately. He has prior commitments. And also Nick Wallace from J2 Construction. Job is going to run longer than he thought. He was going to come to the class in St. Ignace as a repeat, but he paid for the full ticket. So now we have four tickets available, one from J2 Construction in Harbor Springs and Great Lakes Phone and Computer there in Petoskey. So if you'd like a ticket to the class, normally $49, somebody's already paid it for you. I have four tickets available. Text me free class or FC for free class, and I will text you back. I need your name and your email address to put you on the sign-in sheet. Your name and your email. But text me FC with it, and you get to come to the class this Saturday for free. Greatly appreciate you guys. Appreciate the sponsors. Appreciate you guys donating the money. Greatly appreciate that very, very much. We're going to get back to news in Lansing. What's happening with these elections and potentially gridlock continuing in the state of Michigan's capital, Lansing, Michigan. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Well, yesterday, Tuesday, January 30th, MERS News Service gave quote of the day to James Craig. in the quote, he says, this could be my last email of my campaign. U.S. Senate candidate James Craig, in a fundraising email published on Twitter X account yesterday, laid out the trouble he is in raising money for his campaign. The fundraising email reads, each month my team gets fundraising goals in order to keep the lights on for my campaign. Unfortunately, each and every month we keep falling short of these goals. Turn out the lights, the party is over. They say that all good things must end. Bye-bye, James Craig. The lights are out and your campaign is dead. Bye-bye. The fake Republican Union Democrat who couldn't get enough signatures to be governor candidate in 22 wasn't going to get the signatures this time around to be on the ballot for a statewide election. James Craig bites the dust. I predicted this months ago. Nobody was going to vote for this guy. I don't know who his political consultant is, but you wasted a ton of money with him or her. You didn't have a snowball chance in heck of winning the Republican primary. So bye-bye. One down and about four, possibly five to go. Mike Rogers, Mr. Rogers, refuses to show up at events. Peter Meyer, who voted to impeach Donald Trump, like Fred Upton, why the heck he's running, I have no idea. There's other candidates out there that are good people. They're running, but they're not going to get the signatures to get on the ballot. So, yeah, you know what? Why don't you have a come to Jesus moment and announce, like James Craig is going to soon, that you're dropping out of the race. The sooner the better. Once we narrow the field, we can then move forward with debates. This radio station is going to hold and host a U.S. Senate debate. I'm going to reach out to a few of the county chairs, see exactly where they want to hold it. But we are going to host it with them in conjunction with the county parties. And we're going to get these candidates that left remaining standing after they get the signatures. We're going to have a debate. I'm going to offer up my services as moderator, but there will be other people on the panel asking the questions, not me. I simply will be the moderator. We have broadcast it live on this show during a work day. We will carry it live on this station, on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the two websites, the two phone apps. We will have it, and we will have podcasts of it. I'm simply going to be a facilitator because I will be connected into the studio. The microphones will be connected into the studio, and we will absolutely do this. This will be a public service to get these remaining candidates that get on the ballot by turning in their signatures. We will do this, people. And like I said, I'm going to offer it up to the counties of our listening area. If they want their chairman or vice chairs or whoever to come and be part of the panelists that ask the questions, we will take questions from the audience. This will be held at a venue that I think will be conducive for everybody. It's going to be during a work day, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, whatever day we pick. So I don't know how many of you will actually be able to attend in person. Honestly, I think I'm probably going to reach out to Jay Sporting Goods in Gaylord. That Headwaters Conference Room, phenomenal venue. plenty of parking, enough chairs. So, yeah, maybe we'll do it there. This is going to happen. But this field is way too large. There's people not able to raise enough money to do a statewide race. And some of them may not even get the signatures to get on the ballot. So we'll see where this goes. But yes, looks like James Craig is going to be dropping out. Thank God. Good riddance. Goodbye. Don't ever come back into politics again in Michigan, because it's not going to happen for you, sir. You need to ride off into your retirement sunset and have a nice retirement. Now, one of the other races that we talked about is Warren, the district known down in that area, House District number 13. Well, also part of it is parts of the northern part of Detroit. Well, the Macomb County Commissioner, Mai Chung, the predicted frontrunner in the 13th District House special election, won the Democratic primary. Listen to this, folks. 80% of the vote. In the Macomb County portion of the district, she got 88%. In the northern Wayne County, Detroit portion, she got 41.3%. Well, she won the Democrat primary to replace now Warren Mayor Lori Stone. She got 3,474 votes. Suzanne Oshtosh came in second with 252 votes, which is about 6%. In Detroit, she got almost half, 41.3%. Lamar Lemons from Detroit, former state rep, actually, he did pretty good, but he only got 520. Now, Election Day turnout, particularly in Detroit, yesterday, they had heavy, wet snow that fell most of the morning. So the turnout was low. Detroit has 17 precincts in the 13th House District. In the five districts where the average number of registered voters were 976, only one person showed up. In four other precincts, two voters showed up. And in the best district, 13 people showed up. But the turnout with the absentee vote was actually 5%. So, here's the deal. The 13th House District now will boil down to April 26th general election. Ronald Singer is the Republican winner in their primary. He got 63% in Macomb and 10 votes in the city of Detroit. So he is the Republican. Now, here's the situation. April 16th, April 26th. And I want to make sure that that's not a mistype on the news agency's reporting, because I thought they were supposed to be on the same day. Could be April 26th. Not really sure yet. I'm going to get confirmation. But here's the bottom line. Tuesday is April 16th. Friday is April 26th. So again, maybe it's August 16th, because elections are usually the Tuesdays. So we'll wait and see. But the point is this. Right now in Lansing, we have 54 Republicans to 54 Democrats. We have gridlock. Well, until these elections are held, we don't know for sure that the Democrats are going to get back their 56-54 majority, especially in Macomb County. The Republican Party down there is working very hard for this Ronald Singer. They're knocking on doors. The warmer weather is going to help. And the election is going to be in April. So they got plenty enough time to knock on doors and put up signs and get out the vote. Now, here's the question. Will the voters in Detroit turn out for the Democrat in April, or have very low turnout like they did yesterday? If they don't turn out to vote in Detroit and Warren, Michigan, Macomb County turns out, well, guess what? Republican could flip the seat. If they do, Republican wins the 13th, the Democrat wins the 25th, gridlock continues, people. Instead of 54-54, it'll be 55-55. That will cause a major problem for Governor Gretchen Whitmer in her last two budgets. They're going to have to work out a shared power agreement between the current speaker, Joe Tate of Detroit, and a new Republican speaker on the Republican side. Matt Hall is done. Why is Matt Hall done? It is because State Representative Jim DeSana and others are calling for him to step down as the minority leader in the House, based on a breaking story we reported earlier this past week. Domestic abuse, beating up a girlfriend. Story came out. DeSana, who I rode on the ferry with from Mackinac Island back to Mackinac City, came out with a press release. He wants him gone. So there will be a battle within the caucus as to who ends up being the Republican speaker to share power with Joe Tate. That's if the Democrats, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Joe Tate, the speaker from Detroit, agree to it. I believe the last time it happened was 1993 through 94. There was a split in the House, and they had to share power. Well, if the Democrats and Joe Tate don't agree to that, guess what? There will be no legislative session in the House, state representatives, this year in Lansing. What does that mean? No budget. What does that mean? The stroke of midnight on September 30th, 2024, Lansing shuts down. Just a month before the general election in November. This is going to be interesting. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is